Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
Do you wake up feeling like your best days have passed you by? Omega-3s are essential to the health of your body and cells. Scientists say an imbalance in the omega-3-6 ratio is a major cause of many illnesses. You need testing to know how healthy your cells are. Without testing, you're only guessing. Test yourself at home and start feeling better today. Find out how by calling Rick Kroll at 305-933-4219. Welcome to the Home Business Success Show. Join us as we speak to home business entrepreneurs for tips, tricks, do's, and even don'ts for running a successful home business. Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Success Show here on Biz Radio US. I'm your host, Hank Eater, also known as Hank the PR Guy. Folks who run home businesses have some great advantages over brick and mortar, but they also face some unique challenges. As we speak to home business entrepreneurs on the show each week, we'll gain some valuable insights into do's and don'ts, best practices, and even things that you really should not do as home businesses. And some of our guests have been there and done that, so they can guide us in those directions. My guest today, Katie Rotans Gilligan, is a graphic designer and owner of Rotans Design, which specializes in logo and website design for small businesses in the Asheville, North Carolina area. In the past, Katie worked as a graphic designer and art director at local agencies, but has loved the flexibility and challenge of self-employment since starting her own business in 2017. Katie primarily works from her home office in Candler, North Carolina, but also works at West-based co-working in West Asheville a few days a week. She has a distinct design style that's clean and modern and takes a lot of pride in building lasting relationships with clients to help them expand their brand in print and on the web. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Hey there.
Yeah, hey, it's a pleasure to have you here today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Great. Well, if you would take a few moments and tell us what you do. I mean, some people have an idea of what maybe, you know, logo design and web design are, but I'm sure you do a number of other things as well that are all peripherally connected into the branding area.
Yeah, exactly. I think that, like, you know, people can get confused about logo and branding. I think branding is a much bigger, logos are a small piece of a full brand. So I kind of like to think of my logo packages as being almost like a branding starting kit for my small business clients. They'll get, you know, a logo in a variety of formats, like horizontal, vertical, white, black. They'll get business card designs as well as kind of profile pictures for their social media graphics. Branding as a whole can be much bigger. It can be about, you know, the voice of your business, your website, your printing materials, all of that. So I like to kind of help with the logo part. And then I also specialize in Squarespace website design. And once I've worked with a client in one of those types of projects, I then open up kind of any design service I'm able to offer them. So, you know, I also do print design, so brochures, labels, that kind of thing. And that can kind of work with a client and help expand their brand in that way.
Right. And when you say print designs, that could also include things like signage for businesses and even something as massive as billboard design, correct?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, I do some vehicle graphics as well, and just kind of help them get their brand, you know, in different applications and make sure that, you know, it stays consistent across the board, because that's a really important piece of branding, is making sure the colors and the fonts and the way that the brand is displayed visually is consistent.
Right. And branding also takes on all of the consistency of the imagery, but it also has a lot to do with the message. And when people are really paying attention to their brand, they're also paying attention to the consistency of the message that they put out there.
Exactly. And,
yeah.
In their writing and their social media posts, that's all part of your brand as well. So I don't, I don't specialize in the writing part specifically. I'm more of the visual brand, but I like to kind of help guide clients in that direction.
Right, right. You mentioned but pictures for social media profiles. Do you also do the photography for your clients for those kind of pictures?
No, I don't do any photography. I do have a handful of photographers I love to refer my clients to. This is more like if they know they need their logo in a small application, like an Instagram profile picture or their email profile, I make sure to provide the files that will work in that way. So sometimes if you have a really long horizontal logo, it doesn't read that great in a small format like that. So I just kind of like to make sure the whole system is thought out.
Right. Now I'm at loss for the words. My brain likes to do that. I get at loss for words occasionally. Those little tiny images that you put sometimes in the URL, you see them in the URL. What are those called?
Either a favicon or a browser icon.
Favicon, mm-hmm. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, and since favicons, I mean, a lot of businesses that are consistent in their branding like to have favicons, so you must design those too. And since favicons have to be square, if someone has a horizontal or a vertical image, you have to make an image for them that would represent their business on the web as a favicon as well.
Exactly. And that's usually the brand mark of the logo. So if there's just a symbol without the words, a lot of times that's where a brand mark can be used. That's a great application for it. But clients get very excited about the favicon. Once they see that in the browser tab, it makes people feel like their website is more real and professional looking. So I always love adding that because it's a small detail that gets a lot of excitement.
Right. And that's something that people shouldn't overlook, especially if they're working with a designer, to make sure that they have a favicon that they can use on their website. And that's the thing that'll show up when people are searching. When someone does a search and finds you, they'll see the favicon there.
Yeah.
And they'll see another aspect of branding is you shouldn't give up the the hypertext language, that goes along with your website, and every page you've got should have its own language that goes along there, so that when people search for it, they get a message that was basically crafted by the branding experts, rather than something that Google is going to throw together out of pieces that it finds. Yeah. So who is your ideal website or branding client?
Yeah, so I love working with small businesses, primarily local, mostly because I love kind of establishing a relationship with clients. If it's a good fit and, I can easily work remote, I'll work with clients all over the country. But my preference is local businesses. I've worked with bakeries and restaurants and acupuncturists and jewelry makers and therapists and coaches and distilleries. And, I think my favorite kind of relationship is working directly with either the business owner or, someone in their company that, rather than a large team or a really big board of people, I just find that that's kind of my sweet spot. And probably because my dad actually owns a restaurant up in Virginia, and my husband owns a window cleaning business here called Sunshine Window Cleaning. So I think I've always just kind of grown up and been around small businesses and kind of know the style and the way that they need and like kind of an accessible, approachable way to working with a designer. As a kid, I did all the kids' menus for my dad's restaurant and the Denon's website. And it's been kind of fun to use that experience and to like knowing how, a lot of them work from home and have families and haven't ever worked with an agency or understand, all of the intricacies of branding. So I think I like to kind of think of it as a way to kind of, be an accessible way to provide their business design.
Very good. Well, let's give a shout out to Sunshine Window Cleaning. Yeah. Are they commercial or residential or both?
Mostly residential, but they also do commercial as well.
Mm-hmm. I asked this question because I know just a little bit about it. When I was a really little kid, my father had a window cleaning service in New York City. And I'm quite a bit younger than my brothers. And I remember my brothers, when I was just a little kid, hanging out the windows of tall buildings, you know, with a little strap around themselves that was, the windowsills had like a little clip on them that you clip the strap to. And they'd be with their squeegees cleaning the... And then my oldest brother, after he retired from the 9-to-5 world, was doing some window cleaning on the side in Long Island, New York. Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, sunshine window cleaning. That's something to remember. So we talked about the difference between a recognizable logo and a brand, and how a brand means so much more. Too many people, you know, when you talk about branding, they'll tell you, but I already have a logo. And that's a common misconception, I think, about branding. We mentioned that you work a few days a week out of a co-working space. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us a little bit about what are the advantages for home business owners of co-working spaces, why they might need a co-working space, what the purpose of it is, all of those good things?
Yeah, so I work usually 1 or 2 days a week at West Base in West Asheville. I think during COVID years, being 2 years working from my home office, I just realized I really needed to get out of the house and needed kind of more social touch points in my life. But I also loved, once it was kind of okay to start meeting in person again with the clients, having a more professional space to meet. I found that I kind of started getting tired of the coffee shop shuffle, trying to make sure there was a table or it was quiet enough, especially if I'm presenting some of my work. I want to make sure I can kind of control the environment a little bit more. So what I love is that I can, book out a meeting room at the co-working space, have a professional environment to bring my client in. And I think it gives them, they're usually pretty impressed with the space initially. So it already kind of gives me a leg up to be like, I'm a professional, real, you know, business. But I think primarily the reason I joined is I'm just more extroverted than I want to admit. And it's nice to kind of put some nice clothes on, leave the house, and it makes me appreciate my days working at home a lot more.
Right. Yeah. And some of the other advantages of co-working spaces too, or depending on where they're located, they could have really good high-speed internet, and they have some of them have meeting rooms with smart TVs and presentation aids, like projectors, you know, that you can hook up to computers and people can do their slideshows. And it is a very professional environment, as opposed to having to meet in a coffee shop or, you know, in a restaurant or, you know, somewhere like that. You know, many times introductory meetings for home business entrepreneurs with new clients can take place in a coffee shop. But if you want to do a presentation, I could really see the advantages of having a place like a co-working space. And there are just certain types of clients that you wouldn't want to take to a coffee shop. You want to make sure that you've got that professional room or a conference room or something like that.
Yeah. And I think that meeting at coffee shops can be totally fine. I think there were just certain times where, you know, you have to kind of wait in line, and there's just kind of this, a little bit of a, it can be kind of awkward at first, especially if you don't know your client. So I love that I can either provide them a cup of coffee or a water from the co-working space, bring them right into the meeting room, and just have a little bit, you know, like I said, control over the environment, especially if I'm nervous, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another thing about it is safe space too. And I always recommend that home business entrepreneurs really don't make a point of bringing people into their homes for a number of reasons, especially female entrepreneurs. It's just not a good thing to bring strange people into your home.
Yeah.
Another thing is the liability issues. And I've gone over this before on this show, and I had a lawyer come once on the show and saying that, you know, a lot of people think that just because you have a limited liability corporation, It protects you from things, and it does if you're sued on a professional business level. But if you're a home business entrepreneur and you bring someone into your home and they fall down the stairs on the way out and rack up, you know, say $40,000-$50,000 worth of hospital bills, and then they sue you, your limited liability corporation is not what's liable for that. You, the homeowner, are liable for that. So you need insurance for that. But I think the good thing to do is really not see clients in your home.
I agree. Yeah. And I think like the other thing I really like about co-working spaces is that you get to know all the people in there too, and you make friendships with them. But I think one of the biggest perks is that if I want to go to lunch or I need to go to the bathroom, I can just leave all my stuff right where it is. I don't feel like I need to pack up my laptop to go to the bathroom so no one will steal it while I'm gone. There's a level of trust. I mean, obviously every co-working space will be different, but at least at West Base, I feel like I can leave for an hour or two and keep all my stuff out and not worry about someone trying to steal it or anything like that.
I think it should be probably pretty consistent in most co-working spaces because they know who their members are and they know when their members are there. Mm-hmm. So it would be pretty obvious who would walk out with somebody's laptop, I would think.
Right.
If they would, yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the things that are really great about being a home-based business. One thing I'd like to bring up is, well, when we met the other day, I met Katie at a coffee shop in West Asheville, and what she talked about did happen. I had shown up without having had coffee, and I was a little bit late, and then by the time I stood online and got my coffee and all that, we were running pretty late. But I could not help but notice in person that Katie is really close to having a child.
Yep, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, Katie's pregnant, and that's a great thing. And as a home-based business, I think you've got some advantages there now, and especially at the time right after the birth and in the months that follow. Would you care to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so I'm due in 2 months, which is kind of wild. And, you know, I won't pretend like I know how it's going to be after I have a kid, but I've been lucky to be pretty involved in the design community locally and have been able to see a lot of my, you know, friends and graphic designers become mothers through and with their own businesses. So I've been able to get a lot of advice and information from them. Primarily, you know, the biggest thing is like your schedule is kind of out the window. A lot of it just depends on the schedule of your baby. So, you know, having the flexibility to be right across the hallway and just work during nap time, or, you know, being able to kind of have that flexibility, I think will be really important. I definitely plan on taking some months off totally and giving work a break, but hopefully just kind of come back in a part-time capacity to start and just feel it out. But I do think I'll probably join the co-working space again after a while, just to have at least a day or two outside of the home and for my mental health as well.
Does anybody ever bring babies to the co-working space?
You know, I actually haven't seen anyone bring a baby to the co-working space, but there was a girl that right when I joined was very pregnant. So she was out the door right when I was joining. I'm sure she'll be back in a little bit too once she gets to, you know, her new routine figured out. But
yeah, so obviously too, once your baby is born and when your baby gets, you know, I'm not saying older, but after a few months have gone by and the routines are all established and everything's running as smoothly as it's going to ever run with a baby, then you've got the advantages of, you know, choosing your own hours. And I think those clients that you have will understand if, you know, you can't see them during a certain time of the day because you're tending to the needs of your baby. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you've got the flexibility of going in and doing whatever work you need to do at times that the baby is napping or when the baby is sleeping.
And the privacy for breastfeeding and pumping, you know, that I think a lot of women have to kind of awkwardly deal with when they go back to the office, have pump breaks. And, you know, there's a whole world of that I don't know yet. But it'll be nice to have the privacy of my own home to figure it out.
Yeah, so that's one great advantage is the fact that you don't have to be sort of one of the absentee mothers. Yeah, that's a great thing. What else do you like about being a home-based business?
I have two dogs and I have a garden, and I love being able to take little mini breaks throughout my day and go on a walk with them, and you know, just go out in my garden and harvest some veggies or pick some, you know, do some weeding. It's just been a great balance, a good work-life balance for me, just having that there. And I mean, obviously there's, I have to be mindful of my time management, but it's, my dogs definitely are spoiled by me being here a lot of the days.
Right. On the flip side, one of the disadvantages I mentioned about being a home-based business is that sometimes it's hard to draw the boundary between the home life and the work life. And since work just usually involves slipping into another room and getting up to the computer, sometimes the temptation is there to do it at all hours of the day and night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one thing that I really struggled with probably my third year of my business was burnout. I was excited about building my business. That was kind of my top priority. And that feels like all I did. I would work at night, I'd work on the weekends. But then, you know, I think having hit that wall, I was like, I really got to reassess and figure out some hobbies. And I think gardening has been that perfect hobby for me to kind of focus on and make sure to give myself some mental breaks there. I mean, I do love though that I can go do a load of laundry and not worry too much about getting too off track with just small tasks like that.
Yeah, sometimes I find myself in the midst of something that's so complicated, and then, you know, my wife will come in and say, would you do this or that? You know, this time just really is flying by, so I just want to take a moment and ask you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they want a logo or if they want a website or just discussing it with you.
Yeah, so the best thing to do would be to go to my website, rotansdesign.com, and to reach out on my contact form there. You can also see some of my work, websites and logo examples. I also have an Instagram, Rotans Design. I will be taking some time off in the near future, but hopefully by next summer, I'll be taking on some bigger projects again.
And, all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Before we go, I'd like to tell our listeners to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. for the Home Business Success Show here on Biz Radio US. I'd also like to tell our listeners there's some great resources available for people who run home businesses, including an online membership community for home business entrepreneurs called the Home Business Success Community. Just click on my picture on Biz Radio and bizradio.us, and you'll find information about that. So remember, you can achieve success, freedom, and independence in your own home business. I've done it, Katie has done it, and you can do it too. This is Hank Eater wishing all of you a fabulous day of home business success.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.